I am. Great show coming up for you. We have Caddy Smack on the gym class. We'll get to that. Talking golf with you coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we will go over an NCAA men's basketball rule change or changes that came down over the last hour. We will discuss with you as well your chance to win a $30 gift card from Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids on the program today before 4 o'clock and get you ready for NBA game number 3 tonight between Toronto and Golden State. It's all coming up on the gym class right here on KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We invite you to stop on by. They're locally owned and operated, as we mentioned, and at Third Base, you're practically home. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. We'll get to Caddy Smack on the gym class, talk golf with you, and we'll do that here in just a few minutes. You have a question for our Caddy Smack pro, Brian Haas. Be sure to get it in before 4 o'clock on the text line, the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600 on this warm, sunny day here in eastern Iowa. Started off a little stormy, especially to the folks down south. We'll hear about that from Brian coming up here in a couple of minutes or so, but not quite as bad. A little bit of rain moving through the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area a little bit earlier on today. And how you doing over there?
I'm doing well. I'm remembering to turn my phone off.
You were looking down, and I caught you.
Well, after 12 years, you'd think I'd remember when I walk in the door, but...
Well, sometimes it takes a little while at our advanced age to kick in, right? I'm only going to say that.
Kind of like the golf swing, huh?
Yeah. More on that later, coming up in just a little bit. We do have some breaking news as far as NCAA men's basketball is concerned. This coming down from the NCAA Rules Committee over the last probably half hour, 45 minutes or so. And this has been rumored for a while, and now it has come to fruition. Three-point line is going to be heading back from
29.
From 20 feet 9 inches to the international line of 22 feet 1 and 3 quarter inches. So it moves back to the international line. It's been talked about for some time. It's going to be implemented for the 2019-2020 men's basketball season. And I think it's a welcome change because the players are just getting too good at it. You've got 12-year-olds that are shooting 45% from three-point land. And not saying that they can't do that, Mark. That's not my point.
Mm-hmm.
But the committee wants to make it a little tougher. Tad Boyle from Colorado is the head of that committee, and he made some remarks today after the rule change was announced, said it's going to be good for college basketball. It's not only going to make it tougher for the three-pointer, but it's also going to open things on the inside a little bit more, open up the lane, open up the inside play a little bit more, and make college basketball a better game.
That was my initial reaction, that it would open up the post play, open up penetrating guards. But Jordan Bohannon, I noticed, tweeted about an hour or so ago that he said it's still too close. Well, Jordan can say that because he's got pretty good range. But, I mean, it's a foot and a half, almost a foot and a half further back.
Right.
And how many times do you see a replay of a guy's toe on the line right now at 20 feet 9 inches, and now you're going to 22, 1 and 3 quarters? It's going to be very interesting to see how it changes the game, if at all.
You're going to see those marginal shooters. Obviously, it's going to impact them more, I
think. I
think
you're
going to
see Luka Garza out there taking a three very often, are you?
Well, I still think it's going to happen. Still think it's going to happen quite a bit. Maybe not as much. But now, you take the 20-footer, and now the 20-footer becomes the worst shot in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Either move back a foot and a half more, or you move in. and try to make it. So I think it will help the inside play a little bit. And like I said, I think it's going to make the marginal three-point guys have to work a little bit harder.
I agree.
And the rule change has been coming for a while, but I think a couple of fadeaway threes from the current line in high in a high-pressure situation as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned didn't hurt this rule change. It probably helped necessitate it a little bit.
Now you have to create an asterisk in the records book. Three-point field goal percentage and three-pointers made at a new distance. Not a horrible thing. I mean, all these colleges have to repaint their three-point line.
That's right.
Fairly soon. So, again, it's going to be very interesting. And for me, I think the next rule that I'd like to see changed is the quarter system in the men's game.
Yeah.
Like the women have right now.
And the way that the fouls are kept as well.
Exactly.
When you get to five fouls in a quarter, then you shoot two.
Exactly.
Automatically. And I think the one-and-one will go away. And I think that will come down the line. I agree with you. The other rule change that came down the line today was dealing with the shot clock. If you get an offensive rebound, the shot clock will not reset to 30. It will now reset to 20 seconds.
Hmm.
So good luck to all the shot clock keepers around the country. Maybe they'll have a different button. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. You hit that one, it's going to be a little bit of a... there's going to be some misses as far as that one is concerned.
Go ahead and weigh in with us, 366-1600. Our phone line, Kyle, our producer, again today in our Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line. Same number. Poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Has to do with the movement of the three-point line. Do you agree with moving the college basketball three-point line back? Simple yes or no. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from you out there. This is going to help
college
basketball.
You want to be the first
basketball.
To vote, Brian?
What do you think, Brian? You're a hockey guy, though.
I'm glad they're moving it, though. But
should ask Sterling.
Same time,
he's a basketball guy.
You're going to look at the high school teams. The high school teams are going to change. Because right now I'm watching them step back and play from the college line because that's what they want to show the coaches that are coming to watch. So now are they going to move the high school line back to the college line, the current
It's interesting
line?
Because the high school courts are 10 feet shorter.
Right.
Correct, 84 feet. Most of them, anyway.
Most of them
are 84 feet instead of 94 feet.
Because if they want to play college basketball, they're going to have to start shooting from that distance much earlier.
Maybe the high school line goes from where it is now to the old college line. I don't know. And like maybe you said, it goes back to the international line and the new college line.
Right.
Well, on the text line, 4077, I like the rule changed. I like the rule change, but will women's stay at the same distance as last
year?
That
I don't know.
If so, there'd be a lot of lines on the floor.
True.
That would look different.
I have not read that as if the women's line is changing or not. This was reported as the men's committee making this rule change. So maybe we have to wait and see if the women are going to follow. Who knows?
Yeah, Carver and Hilton will have a couple different lines if they don't change, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some of them with the volleyball lines and et cetera. When you get to a multi-purpose arena, though, like the U.S. Cellular Center, well, they already have the international line in there, though, so they can take one off, perhaps.
You have to have extra pieces for your court.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Cyclone Tim on the text line. I like that they're moving it. I think it gives teams that have players who can dribble penetrate more room to do so. I agree.
Yeah. Like, well, Iowa State had one with Lindell Wigginton. And I think it will help some guys like that down the line. I think it's just good for college basketball. I think it's just going to be really good for the game. And it needs a little bit of infusion right now after 800 transfers and what was it? Nearly 100 underclassmen going into the NBA draft this past year. Maybe, well, we'll see. We'll see. Let it play out a little bit. 12 past the hour of 3 o'clock, and the Major League Baseball draft, by the way, going into its final day, and more Iowans taken. Cole McDonald, the Iowa pitcher, going in the draft, and then also Spencer Van Scoy going in the draft as well. The former Jefferson product, now at, you said, what, Central Oklahoma, Mark?
Yeah, he started at Arizona State and transferred to Central Oklahoma. Didn't have, excuse me, a particularly good year, but he has good velocity as a left-hander. He was taken in the 19th round by the Philadelphia, and Jeff Johnson of the Gazette reporting after talking to Van Scoy that he will sign with Philadelphia and head to Florida on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe he will be a pitcher. Is that correct?
I believe so.
And the Phillies have drafted him as a pitcher.
He was drafted in the same round out of high school by the Toronto Blue Jays, the 19th round.
So. Turned that down to go to college. So the second time around for Van Scoy, he will sign and get into the minor leagues, try to make his way up to Major League Baseball. So, and Chapman wins the Division III World Championship yesterday, the World Series. Congratulations to them. Birmingham Southern came into yesterday's play as the only unbeaten team, and then Chapman beat them twice. And he had a bad day, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it does.
As Chapman, a very good Division III powerhouse school, and they win, I believe, their second national championship.
Our friend on the text line, as we get into the Caddy Smack here, Von Hollyard, wants to know if Swanee's making progress. You mean in golf, Vaughn?
Well, yeah, which you got to be more specific.
The house is looking better. A lot of repairs being made at this time, things like that. Yeah, we're struggling to get you on the golf course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, house comes first, man. You got to do that. You got to do
priorities. Vaughn,
he knows better.
I gave him some incentive today. His driver's back.
It is.
Driver is back. Very good. Very good. Well, that ought to get you out there.
Yes.
All right, 3:14 here on the program. We're going to take a break, come back, and we will jump into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Talk golf with you, and we'll do it when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom at 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Whether your project's below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We sell expertly maintained used equipment from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and boom lifts. Visit us online to search our inventory of more than 4,000 equipment categories and get custom information on any unit. Visit unitedrentals.com/used today.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
Back with you on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for this Wednesday, June the 5th, here on KGYM. And Caddy Smack proudly brought to you by all our great sponsors, including St. Andrews Golf Club, Amana Colonies Golf Club, Austed's, as well as Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. And speaking of that, the pro down there, Brian Haas, joining us in studio once again. And great to see you again.
Thank you. Long time no see.
Yeah.
I hear you two saw each other just recently.
Yeah.
Very recently.
We had this little thing going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully the thing is gone now.
That's right.
The thing is better.
So you finally sought some professional assistance.
I sought some professional help, yes.
Good. Yeah.
I couldn't help him on Saturday, Rick. And he couldn't help me. It was one of those days.
We looked at each other after like the 14th hole and just said, this is work.
Right.
Yep. We have a guest here. We're going to talk with Sterling coming up in just a little bit as well. And we'll take your phone calls and text at 319-366-1600 to if you have a question for Brian about your golf game as well. And we're going to look ahead to the U.S. Open, which is next week at Pebble Beach.
Yeah,
hard to believe that it's here already. But, man, it's right there on the docket, and everybody kind of pointing toward that. But the Canadian Open first, this week. So Zach Johnson playing this week.
Yeah, he doesn't normally do so, but he tweeted earlier this week that it fit into his schedule, whatever that means. But it means one thing. He'll be playing before a major, the week before the major, which isn't customary for him. So we shall see. That's up in Ontario, right?
And yeah. Hamilton. Yeah.
And sometimes, too, making a change when you haven't been playing that well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's a good thing for him.
Mm-hmm. Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. I think it would be great. So Canadian Open this week. Memorial's last week. It's always one of my favorites because I love that golf course. I love Jack Nicklaus hosting it and everything. A guy, Patrick Cantlay, got his second tour win, first one in a while. He's a big-time talent out there, big-time talent out there. And finally put things together. We talked about this. When Jack likes you and is a mentor to you, I mean, that says a whole lot. He won Jack's award as a collegiate and now got to win his tournament. So that was pretty cool.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it's the boost that players need, that sort of thing, to get them going and get them started and keep it going.
No, I agree. And it was a very interesting 4 days over there. A lot of low scores because it just was a, much like everything in the Midwest, it's been saturated. You just throw it at the pin, it'll sit.
Right.
If you can putt well, you're going to be in good shape.
Exactly. And drive it too, for that matter. The balls aren't bouncing through fairways and, you know, they'll stay in the fairway.
I do have a question for you, Brian, from Ryan in Walford. He has in reference to the GHIN number, we call it GIN?
GIN.
Your GIN? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How does the GIN number associate with the rating of a particular golf course? Example, how would Riverside's 71.9 rating from the back tees relate to someone with a 10.3 GIN?
Gotcha. So there's a chart for that. I don't have it in front of me, but for instance, that's going to be about a 2 or 3 shot difference there. So if you're a 10-point, what was the 10-point?
10.3.
Three, yeah, so call it a 10. You know, it'll round low there compared to that. So probably be about a 13, somewhere close to that. And I'm just guesstimating at that. But
you get that chart online or at the different
charts
courses?
Charts online,
or?
Yep, and you'll look it up by golf course. So then you take your GIN index and you put that into that particular golf course charting, and it'll tell you exactly what you are for your index.
Interesting. And so you can play any course out there and play a friendly game if you'd like. And everybody's kind of with the help of the chart, you can get things figured out.
Correct. Yeah, and it'll be right on your phone. Easy thing to go to the USGA, either use their app or go to their website. And then you can look up the golf course and then apply your index to that golf course.
And your handicap will be different if you decide to play the whites.
And it'll be different if you decide to play the oranges. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as you move up and down the tee box, you're going to either lose strokes or gain strokes depending how far back you play.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You guys got a little gully watcher this morning, didn't you?
Oh, it was crazy. I had our Oakley rep came in early this morning before he started his day, and we went out to the studio. There's no rain, but the skies were ominous for sure. And it just came down on us. And we even had some hail, some decent sized, I'd say dime size hail.
No damage though, or that you could see anywhere.
Nothing that I could see, but it did make us pretty wet for a little bit. And hopefully we'll get off those paths later this afternoon.
Yeah. All right. That'll be, if at least it came through in the evening, though, so not during the day, and now the sun's out and kind of drying things up. One thing that we noticed was the fact, what are you doing over there? Dropping things?
I'm good.
One thing we noticed is that I noticed it at your place down at Blue Top Ridge, but also numerous golf courses around. That tell you what, if you got Nomo, you better not hit it in there because it is about waist deep right now.
So our golf course has prairie grass wrapped around each hole. So past the rough area is prairie grass, and it's an integral part of our golf course. But with all the rain that we've had this year, I'm not sure I've seen it as tall as it is right now this early in the season. So I think it's at full height already and lush. So it's going to be rough this year as far as how good the prairie grass is going to be. So good prairie grass, though, is thin, and it's wispy, and you can find your ball. It doesn't mean you can hit it out very well, but you can at least advance it. And we're there already. It is full prairie grass.
If you have a question for Brian or any of us, give us a call or a text, 366-1600. I have a personal question. Excuse me. I was thinking about this today. You've been privy to, equipment changes from Titleist,
sure,
and whatnot. You know, the hybrids were a big innovation in golf. The golf ball changed.
Correct.
Anything you see on the horizon in terms of the next step, the next generation of equipment or changes in golf in general?
There's not going to be a ton because the USGA has put the limits on it. So the moment of inertia or the MOI of a driver, that sort of thing, there's a max number for that. There's also a maximum size. We're already there. You can't have anything larger than a 460cc head that fits in a 5-inch box. So all the manufacturers have that 5-inch box that the USGA uses to fit their driver heads into, and they have to fit it in that box, so it can't go outside of that. So 460 is the largest size cc head you can have, and it's got to sit inside that 5-inch box. It can be smaller, it just can't be larger than that. Where you're really going to see more innovation is where we're headed now, like you said, in the hybrids and the hybrid irons, driving irons, that sort of thing. We used to make jokes about that and call each other in our office and say, "Do you sell driving irons?" And tease each other. Yeah. But now it's actually a real thing. And they're really just developing different clubs because they're starting to understand that each player is different and they have different needs on the golf course. And for what's good for one player may not be good for another, and they're trying to develop all those different clubs for each player so that you can put your correct bag together so you can go out and shoot your best scores.
Indeed. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's the phone line as well. All right. We'll get right down to brass tacks here. I visited Brian yesterday.
Yeah. Are you fixed?
I hope so. It got to the point of just, we need professional help. Maybe even professional help for the 6 inches between the ears. But anyway, as far as golf is concerned.
You may need a whole team.
We need a team.
So when you were playing and you decided I needed help, what was happening to your ball flight at that time?
Starting right, going right.
Yeah, starting right and going right. So when we got into the studio, we put them on, got them warmed up, put them on TrackMan right away. And video together, so they run simultaneously, and the first thing we saw is he was swinging double digits inside, so out to the right of the target.
That's not good, folks.
Right. So if you take a protractor and zero is directly at the flag or whatever you're aimed at, he was in double digits to the right of the flag, and then the face would stay open with it, and he had no control over the ball. So that'd be the same as a pitcher almost throwing the ball into the right dugout.
Wow. What'd you do to correct it?
So I just looked at him and said, hey, let's swing at the target.
There you go. Yeah.
I tried to tell you that, you asshole.
Right.
Well, didn't need that track man for that.
Right? Isn't that funny? But the thing is a player can't feel that, and they can't see it. And really, when you're only talking double digits, 10, 12 degrees to the right, that's not a crazy number as far as vision or feel goes. But when I tell him that's got to come back the other direction, he can start managing that by watching or moving his hands in a different direction until he gets to a number that's acceptable for flight.
Well, I've played him and lost continually to Scott. And I noticed that problem flares up deep into the round sometimes. I mean,
right.
You're talking about 7, 8, 9 holes in, and all of a sudden, what happened?
Well, this was on 10. Actually,
10, yeah,
where it first flared up.
So yeah. Why would that be?
Well, when he takes it that far inside, it's actually the least resistance to his body, and so it's comfortable, and it doesn't hurt, doesn't cause some weird feeling, that sort of thing. To put that club directly behind you, straight down the line, and then toward the target again as you swing through down the line, it's not completely natural. And then the urge to want to help the ball up into the air because we see the flight and the flight that we want the ball to go on, and our body says we have to lift it to that point, and we really need to hit down on it. So the more he swings from the inside, the more he's sweeping up at it as well.
Did you feel like you exaggerated swinging outside in then, Scott, or what was it?
Oh, yeah, at the beginning, yeah. You think you're just...
To correct it.
Why in the world am I doing this? Because this does not feel right at all.
Yeah, yeah. And every player gives you those eyes, those puppy dog eyes of, oh, boy. Yeah.
Quite an ingenious little invention there, too, because I felt like I was on, you know, CBS television with the track man watching the ball flight at times. Here, and I told both of you guys this as well. And I recommend, by the way, getting this if you need help. And I know Brian can help you down at Riverside. But when you think you hit it straight, you think you absolutely hit it dead straight. That TrackMan still shows that you have a 3 to 5 yard draw or
movement.
Cut. There's something that's moving there.
So there's no such thing as a straight ball.
There's no such thing as a straight ball, folks.
Right.
Wow.
You can perceivably hit balls that look very straight and, you know, and relatively could hang your laundry on it, you know, that straight line. But the reality is there's no such thing as zeros. You came as close as I've ever seen. Your hands were 0.0, and I think your club was 0.1 off target. That's the closest I've ever seen somebody move their hands and the
club. I don't know how I did it, but
directly at the target. I'm not sure I've seen that low before. I've seen low numbers, but not 0.0 and then 0.1.
Now, Brian, yeah. now there's the matter of taking it to the golf course.
Yeah, that's the pro. That's
and I
the
know
whole
Scott's
thing.
Playing in a tournament this weekend. We've all played in tournaments.
Right.
Maybe hit it great on the range, got it corrected at your place.
Mm-hmm.
Now going to the golf course.
Well, here's the good part is it doesn't have to be as good as we got it on the TrackMan. So we got it, you know, pretty much down to zero numbers. He was moving no more than 3 degrees on either side of the target. And the reality is that's inside tour numbers. So if he moves out to 4 or 5, he's still going to play good golf, especially for his ability level. And if he just manages to keep that at 5 and under, it's not going to be 10.
Like our cholesterol numbers, Rick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
It's all about perspective, Rick.
Right.
Yeah. So directionally, I just don't see him doing that. He's got enough athletic ability that he understands when he sees the first ball flight kind of move out right a little bit, the first thing he's going to do is correct that and swing down the line a little bit more.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing. Highly recommend it.
Vaughn out in L.A., he's listening in the studio, would like Brian or someone to post this. So So. The UNASH push.
Yep. Yep. I have the fix. I took pictures of the fix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
I have those on there. I can post those.
5016 on the text line. Brian wants to know, how do I create more spin on shots around the green from 40 yards and in? I have trouble sometimes holding the green.
Sure. So 40 yards is not a spin distance.
That's a tough
shot.
For
anybody. It might be for a six-year-old, maybe. Because really, at 40 yards, you know, at that age, that's a full swing for that person. Mm. So really, when you're seeing a ball spin hard, you can make a ball spin at 40 yards, but you're not going to necessarily make it stop completely. So the biggest thing is, first of all, your wedges have to be newer than a few years old. That's the big thing, because your grooves in your wedge will wear out at about 400 bunker shots, or if you practice on a sand-based range, maybe even quicker. So you have to be very careful of that. So most tour players are changing theirs either monthly or every 3 months at the longest. Their pitching wedge and their gap wedges are every 6 months to a year, just to give you an idea what the tour players are doing. But they're also getting equipment from their manufacturers, where we're not. So for us to go get new wedges every 3 months is not, you know, reasonable. So make sure your wedges are a little bit newer than older. That will help a ton. And it's that downward motion to the ball. You're wanting to trap that ball. So if you hold your hand out and think of your fingers as the grooves, we don't want to slide our hand under that ball, because then the ball is just sliding across the grooves. We want to be sure that we're hitting down on that ball and sticking the grooves into the ball. So something with more loft is actually just going to shove the ball straight up with less spin, and something with less loft when you hit down toward it is going to stick the ball into the grooves and it's going to spin more.
There you go. Yeah, and we were trying that yesterday as well.
Yes.
I think we got her down.
We did. I forgot about that.
Got it down a little bit. All right, 3:34, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit with Sterling McIlravey over here. And he had a very interesting weekend last weekend, as well as some other things to talk about. I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up a $30 gift card from Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids. And stop on by. Brian and his staff will help you out as well. They got all sorts of great stuff there. Stop on by, and we encourage you to do so. $30 gift card going out right now to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You will pick that up, and we'll take a break, come back with more Caddy Smack on the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Families can test their skills together and the father-son-parent-child best shot on Father's Day. This two-person best shot will be held at Amana Colonies Golf Club, Sunday, June 16th. There are different divisions for each age range. Get 18 holes of championship golf, cart, practice balls, course contests, and prizes for only $75 plus tax per team. Payouts are based on the size of the field, and winners receive ACGC gift cards. Get your parent-child team together and call the Amana Colonies Golf Shop to sign up at 319-622-6222.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
At
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Finding a new job is a lot of work. What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? Now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the ZipRecruiter app, let it know what kind of jobs you're interested in, and it puts your profile in front of employers. If an employer likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. So if you're interested in the job, you can apply. My listeners should download the free number one rated ZipRecruiter job search app today and let the power of technology work for you.
People come up. Back with me on the gym class here at KGYM. Congratulations to Jim in Shellsburg as he is the winner of our $30 gift card from Austed's Golf, Cedar Rapids. And 338. Got time for a few more questions for you for Brian. 319-366-1600. And we will get those answered coming up in just a little bit. But we welcome into the studio Sterling McIlravey joining us. Former Solon athlete.
Right.
And did a few of his basketball games when he was down as a Solon Spartan.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was nice. And very good golfer as well. Good athlete.
Great athlete. Watching some of his videos of him box jumping, running up the wall and landing in one spot like a gymnast. And I'm watching all that going, and you want to play golf?
Yeah.
But didn't your dad build a court in the barn or something like that? Basketball court?
Yeah, yep. It's not a barn.
What? No, yeah. It's an indoor facility. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so one end of the upstairs has a half-court wooden floor basketball, and then the other half was dedicated to golf. So had a simulator and a putting green and stuff up there for me to be able to do my practice and stuff in the winter when the Midwest weather isn't exactly ideal for golf.
Very nice. Now, how did you get, Brian, how did you get together with Sterling? And kind of tell us a little bit about that background.
Sure. Well, Sterling had another coach, and he came in. I think we were looking at equipment or something. And
driver fitting.
Yeah, and I just made some comments and said, hey, if you want to move into that direction, you should. Well, what do you want to do here? You know, because if you're going to swing like that, I got to fit you this way. If you're going to swing the way it should be for a college player, we should probably fit you that way. And so he kind of looked at the things that I had in the studio, not that I'm stealing players from their coaches, but in that case, I just had more things for him to use to get better, to get to the end result, which is playing some college golf.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And playing some college golf, right?
Yeah. Yep. Currently playing at Kirkwood Community College there. So
Eagles had another terrific year.
They did. Yeah. They had a really good year. I think they're ranked third in the nation, ended up getting fourth at nationals. So yeah, pretty decent year for the guys.
Coach Pint does a great job.
He does. Yeah, he does.
Very good job over there. And just trying to get better and better.
Yeah, so Sterling came in, had typical questions that you all have. And he came in with his head to the right side through impact. His shaft was leaning backwards, you know, to the from the target. That sort of thing. We got all of that fixed. And, mm-hmm. and then we started, once we got him into what I'd consider a golf swing that doesn't break down very often, because everybody's swing breaks down, including mine, which has happened a lot lately. But we got him into a good neutral golf swing, and then we started working on speed and moving forward and trying to get into that averages of what today's college player is doing on the golf course. And, mm-hmm. you know, driver-wise, I think someone asked the question, you know, how far does Brian and Sterling hit it? Well, Brian doesn't hit it very far. And maybe
Brian hits it fine.
Yeah, for my age, probably fine. Yeah, but Sterling was at 165, maybe ball speed somewhere around
last
there.
Last summer, about 165.
Which means he was swinging the club just a little over 100 miles an hour, so maybe 105, 108, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. And you're up to what now?
Top speed with driver, I hit 185 today, and then about 125 on a fast one with driver, normally around 120 miles an hour.
What kind of results did you see? after visiting Brian?
Very dramatic ones. So when I went to Brian for the first time, my average was up near about 78. And this summer, well, I guess this month so far, I'm averaging a 69. For the whole summer, it's 73. So,
yeah, so score-wise.
Score-wise, I've seen huge results.
Mm.
Yeah,
which is scary, isn't it?
No, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun.
And if you think about it, average drive of being just under 300 yards, so 280, somewhere in that world, and now over three, mm-hmm. You know, the ball's carrying three. And so he's out there in that 320, 330 world. You got a lot smaller golf club in your hand when you're coming into the green, no matter what distance you're playing.
Yeah.
Right. Have you had to kind of adapt the way you play because you're hitting it farther now? It's had to have changed the course and how you attack things.
It does a little bit. It changes how I practice. So, like, before, so last summer, I'd spend a lot of time working mid-irons, long-irons, that type of stuff. But now that I'm hitting it farther, I really focus a ton on my wedges and my short game and putting, because if you're hitting it a long ways, in reality, I'm going to have a short wedge in my hand and then hopefully less than a 15-footer on a lot of greens. So, you know, being able to then get the ball in the hole more effectively and more efficiently, instead of having to hit, you know, 7 irons in the greens, I can hit pitching wedges or less. So it's changed how I practice a little bit for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a really short golf club in your hand when you're that far out too.
Well, you can take you can cut corners on dog legs and things like that, and that's the name of the game to get scores down.
Sterling had a neat opportunity this last week at the Principal Charity Classic. I had a phone call from a friend that's a full-time caddy on the senior tour, and they needed help, and Blaine McAllister needed a caddy. And I said, I think I might have the right person. And so he got his first caddy job this week, and really a good experience. And I recommend it for any of the college players that have the opportunity to caddy for someone like a Blaine McAllister that's played college golf, played the regular tour, now playing the senior tour, knows it inside and out. And what a great experience. And, you know, some of the things that he was just saying, that Sterling was saying about the putting and the chipping part of it. Yeah, I asked him every day after each round caddying for Blaine. I go, "What'd you learn today?" And that was a lot of fun to hear all those stories. So, what in a synopsis for us, as you watch Blaine play each day, what are the things that he does on a daily basis that stick out to you?
So every decision he makes is a decision that even with a poor shot, it's not going to put him in trouble. So making a kind of a conservative play with a good swing, you know, it's easier to swing confidently when you know, even if it's bad, it's going to be good. The other thing is they all hit the driver so straight. None of the guys on the senior tour, I mean, they missed very few fairways. So, I mean, for me, that was cool to see because you don't see that a ton in college, but watching those guys just hit drivers on a string the whole day is pretty fun. But, yeah, I'd say the biggest difference that I noticed between the guys that were, you know, shooting under par and then the guys shooting right around par out there was the guys shooting under par, they were really making a lot more putts. So kind of the flat stick is where you're going to make your money.
What do they rely on you for? I mean, you not being a regular caddy, I wondered, you know, probably not the yardages, or maybe did. I don't know.
Yeah, I helped him. He did most of the yardages. The only times he would really ask my opinion were if there was some wind in our face or off the side, he would ask, you know, where I think it's coming from, how much I think it's going to affect it. And then even when he'd ask that, I'd pretty much just agree with what he said, because he's been playing longer than I have, so he knows.
Yes, sir.
You know. Yeah, yeah, pretty
that's
much.
That's the best part. You knew your place.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Blaine, he was a super nice guy, though. So, yeah, couldn't have been any luckier, I think, than to have been able to caddy for him.
Nice, nice.
Does he putt left-handed?
He does.
Yeah, he plays right-handed and putts left-handed.
Yes, that was the first thing I noticed right away.
Yeah, I'm impressed you remembered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go up to, sir? Sir, you're on the front side of the ball.
Well, I did ask him during the Pro-Am day. I said, Blaine, there's got to be a story behind this. You know, what is that? And he said, well, he's naturally left-handed with everything except his golf swing. So, you know, riding, eating, all that type of stuff, he's left-handed. So when he grabbed a putter, he liked putting left-handed.
It was more natural.
More natural.
Who's some of the playing partners he played with? Or you got to anybody of note?
Let's see. Not really anyone of note that we played with. Warmed up next to John Daly and Corey Pavin a couple of the days. There's one guy.
There's two different guys right there.
Yeah, slightly different. Slightly different.
Size-wise and all together different.
Yeah. The shortest hitter and the crazy long hitter.
Right. Yeah.
We actually have a text for you, Sterling, on the text line. I wanted to know what drills you're using to get the club speed so high and how fast that increase occur.
Okay. So, yeah. Right now what I have, it's called the Speed Swoosh. You can find them on Amazon. It's literally, it's just a...
It's made here in Iowa.
Well, yeah, there we go. So it's just, it's a club, and then on the end it's got a ball, and it's super light and flexible, and the goal is just to swing it as hard as you can. So I incorporated them into my workouts. So like when I work out for speed, you do a lot of explosive stuff, so... Like if you're doing box jumps, you try to explode quickly. If you're doing, you know, whatever you're doing, just try to explode as quick as possible.
So what we added into his regimen when his speed wasn't where it is now, is really you're working anything light. You can turn your driver around, hold it by the head side instead, by the shaft, and swing the grip instead of the head, and start working on your balance and moving the club faster.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I explained to like the average player. So at our age of us guys, you know, if I said, let's go down to Kinnick Stadium and run up the stadium stairs, we could all run up the stairs, but we're going to need a rest when we get to the top, right?
We may need a rest halfway.
That's right. But if we get up top, we take our rest and we look down. I go, okay, let's run down the stairs. And we're all going to look at each other like, if we miss a step, that's going to hurt, you know? But when we were 20 years old, we wouldn't have thought anything about it. We would have ran straight down those stairs. That's what happens to a lot of golfers. They get really careful and they stop swinging the golf club. And all of us are capable of more speed. Well, Titleist did a test and at TPI, the Titleist Performance Institute, and they took three groups of good players. And each of those groups got different elements to practice with. One had heavy light. The third group had light. And just to make a long story short, the heavy light group gained 1 mile an hour. The heavy group lost 3 miles an hour.
Oh.
And the light group gained over 5 and on average of the groups. And so we work lightweight and work on speed and motion and balance at the same time. So you want to hear that swish go faster and faster each time because you can hear that whoo of the club as it passes by. Mm-hmm. And just keep working on moving that and making that sound faster. And finish in your balance position. And when you're not finishing in your balance position, then you're going too far past of what you're capable of.
Yeah. Who invented that device, and how much does it cost?
They're pretty inexpensive. Are I want to say
I think it was like $30.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and it's down by where Coach Hankins is from in Mount Pleasant area is okay. Where they're at. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. And it will help as far as getting that swing speed up. A little bit.
It is, yep. Yeah. And it's a really simple process if you think about it. You're just grabbing something lighter and working to swing it faster and then put your own golf club in your hand and do the same thing and start working on it and stay in balance. Runners are doing that. They're practicing running downhill so their bodies get used to moving faster.
Mm-hmm.
So sprinters and that are using the same idea.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss if we didn't ask about your dad. He was a former... NCAA wrestling champion, and I told you, you're in the same studio as Mark Ironside is in the fall.
Right.
I mean, that's, how's he doing?
He's doing great.
Good.
Yep, doing really well.
Good. Was he upset that you never wrestled?
No, he always says that his kids were too smart to wrestle.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think he actually likes that all of his kids found their own thing to do. Mom and Dad have always been a big supporter of us and anything that we choose to do. So yeah, I think they're just happy to see their kids doing stuff that they enjoy.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah,
very good stuff. And looking ahead to the future, right? To play a little bit more college golf.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
That is the goal. Yep, trying to go.
Or maybe caddy full time. I don't know.
not exactly caddy full time.
Yeah, but I think that's an experience everybody should have.
Yes.
And really right now we're working resume and trying to get into the biggest national amateur tournaments that we can get our hands on to get his national ranking up and start getting him into a position to where college coaches are very interested because he's playing, you don't have to go win these events. You just need to play well in them and show that you can compete at that level. And that's where we're at right now, and is getting into those events and finding spots to where he gets in, competes well, and finds a home and at a D1 school.
You know, it's not D1, but we need help at Co, Sterling. We haven't won a conference championship since 1976, so.
Right. I'm impressed you know that.
I played on the team.
Right.
I should remember.
Funny. And before we let you go, it didn't matter if the three-point line was 22 feet 1 3/4 inches, right? You could have made it.
Oh no, I was not a shooter. It didn't. So yeah, in essence, it didn't matter to me because I wasn't going to shoot it anyways.
Well, Sterling, great to talk with you. Keep up the great work, and glad you had fun last weekend at the Principal Charity Classic. That was a neat thing.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break, come back, have a little bit more. Some more of your questions we'll answer as well. 319-366-1600 if you have a question about your golf game. So stay tuned. More to come on Caddy Smack in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
3:55, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. And if you have a question for Brian, last-minute question before you head out for the weekend or tonight. Great night to play.
Beautiful night.
319-366-1600. Rick's got his driver back.
He's ready to go now.
Ready to hit the links now.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
A little peaches and herb for you here on the program today. U.S. Open coming up next week after the Canadian Open. And Pebble Beach, of course, great place to host it.
Yeah,
awesome golf course.
I'm looking forward to that.
Going to play par 71, so the second hole, which is kind of a pushover par 5 during the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
That's going to be a big boy.
Going to be a big 505-yard par 4. So
wow.
Scores won't be quite as low. And because they've gone back and forth over the years, 72-71 when they've hosted U.S. Opens. This one's going to be a 71, which I think makes it a little bit better. But
I don't know that matters. You know, you make 4 or 5 there, you're going to make 4 or 5 there, whether it's a par 4 or par 5.
Yeah.
The par number is irrelevant, really.
Will the wind blow? That's going to be the question. If the wind blows, you know, all bets are off on what's going to happen.
Right.
Wind doesn't blow, you could get to 18 under par at Pebble. Wind blows, you might want to take 3 or 4 under and see how it plays out.
Rick, you always like Rory, but the guy you start with is who?
I'm going to say Brooks Koepka from now on, I think.
Koepka.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard not to.
We kind of learned a lesson on this last one, you know?
Right.
So Brooks Koepka, I'm going to make that pick right now. As you know,
I can't argue with you.
Yeah.
Going Brooks.
Well, he seems to shine in majors.
Yeah. You know, Finau's due too. I think he's the same type
well,
of player.
Though.
He's
not playing
right.
Well, though. Not playing well though. What do you think?
You know, it's hard to go against Koepka from what he's done, but I have a little bit of a hard time believing he'll continue that. I mean, that's a hard thing to do, isn't it, Brian?
It is.
That was my thinking last major.
This would be three U.S. Opens in a row. I don't think it's been done since the early 1900s.
No.
Right.
No, it's been a long, long time.
That'd be crazy.
There's going to be a lot of pressure on him, too.
Tiger Woods, how will he do?
He likes that golf course.
Yes, he does. He'll do fine.
He likes that golf course.
Yep.
Not playing great until Sunday.
Right.
At Memorial. Then he got it going a little bit.
That makes some good timing.
Yeah.
So he's got to avoid the big numbers.
You got to put Tiger in the mix there.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And
Jordan Spieth's playing better as well.
Yep. I got a feeling it might be a Jordan year.
That'd be all right.
To win another U.S. Open. Won the last one out on the West Coast. Best thing about it, there's going to be primetime golf, which is absolutely right up our alley.
I agree.
This is the one Phil needs, right?
I feel like every round is going to be like a game seven.
So this is the one Phil needs.
Phil plays
pretty well there, too.
I'd love to see Phil
win. I would like to see that happen.
I would love to see it. I don't know if the game is quite up to where it needs to be, though, for him to win. But we'll see.
He won earlier this year, so he has a win under his belt.
True.
Yeah. Another player though, Phil, that likes that golf course.
Yep.
He likes playing there.
Do you have a pick, Brian?
I don't. I'm having a hard time picking this year. I mean, I'm with you. Yeah. You got to kind of say Brooks. I mean, he's just bombing that driver out there in the fairway, and that's hard to beat.
His mentality is something else too.
Yeah.
Very focused. All those guys are, but
he's keeping it very simple.
Yeah.
There's nothing complicated about what he's doing, and that's what wins.
Incredibly focused because, you know, there was the joke that he walked right by his girlfriend.
Right.
Before the round, as he was so focused in on what he was going to do.
Is that what I have to say when I get in trouble? I was so focused, I didn't see you, honey.
Now's not the time to kiss me.
Right.
Yeah.
No. That'll be coming up next week. Canadian Open coming up this week. And make sure you get out and play. The weather looks good for the weekend. So
it does.
Get out and play. Support your local golf courses.
Sunshine today, drying everything up. And, yeah, get out and play. We haven't had late season getting started. So let's get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of behind as far as their rounds are concerned. Brian, appreciate it. Thank you. Sterling, thank you. Rick, thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with another edition of the Gym Class coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3.